It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And on this cloudy, misty, rainy Thursday, our last garden show of the season, Dwayne.
I can't believe it's already the last garden show. It seems like we just started.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But and then we missed Maynard's little Tiny Tim introduction. Yep. So that's about the first time ever in 30 years, I think.
Yeah, he's not here today. So right now, anyway.
Yeah.
I could have tried it.
Well, you don't want me to try it.
Nope. He's the only one that can hit that note like Tiny Tim did. All right.
Talented young man.
Yep.
Hey, this rain, this moisture is absolutely fantastic for our plants.
It is, yep.
Needed to get us some water. We've been telling people to water, water, water. And now Mother Nature is doing it.
Well, that's good.
It is, because if your plants go into the winter really dry, and we have open winter with not a lot of snow, we got problems. So this is great. I don't know how much we've gotten. I don't think it's a lot, but everything helps.
That's for sure. It sure does. Well, before we go any further in the garden show, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions. For Dwayne, give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with any lawn or garden questions you might have for Dwayne on our last garden show of the season. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Kind of connected with being the last garden show too. It's spruce tops. Hey, spruce tops is what you decorate, you know, make in your planters outside, or you make a container and put it on your front steps. Spruce tops will be here tomorrow. We're getting lots of them, so I think a lot of people will be decorating with those. So we're going to have a great selection of spruce tops, which they're growing just for that.
Oh, really?
But, yeah. Okay. It's not like you cut a top of your tree off, okay? Because then you'd see a lot of buzzed trees, but they grow them like this. And Minnesota started this up by Duluth with the spruce tops in 1950. And they started doing that. If you cut a spruce off, and these are white spruce and Black Hill spruce, you cut the top, the small ones off, then they'll regrow, so they cut them off the next year again.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's a perennial crop. It's not like you're destroying trees, and the spruce top will come back every year.
Is that part of the Christmas wreath material, too, or what?
You can put that. It's actually more of a, you know, it looks like a little miniature Christmas tree, and you put like 3, 4, 5 of them in a pot, and you put a lot of other Christmas greens or evergreens or other decorations, you know, like a lot of put birch poles in there or birch branches or cedar and, you know, all other different textured evergreens. And I like doing those. Those are one of my most enjoyable things throughout the whole thing that I do is we have our greenhouse open and have full of evergreens. It smells absolutely fantastic. And if people want to come in and
just smell, you
know, the smell is worth, we won't even charge you for that. But you know, if they want to make one right here, we can help them. We're doing a couple classes. I know Madison always has a class. We have a class here in Dawson, Montevideo. We're going to be doing a class on at the Talking Waters. I don't remember the date right now, but if you want to check on that, a lot of people like to, it's a Sunday at 1 to 3 in the Talking Waters, and can have a few extra treats at Talking Waters when you're making your planter.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, hop on over to Heather there and pick up some of them spruce tops then.
I can't believe it's We still got pumpkins outside.
Yep. Yeah.
But you know, it's almost November and it's time to do that, especially if you're going to do, if you have outside planters at your house and you decorate with spruce tops, you want to get them, purchase them and get them into your planter before it freezes solid. Because after that, it's really hard to get them in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's our horticultural concern of the week, Dwayne?
My horticulture concern is I wrote fall wrap-up, hey? Kind of had a couple different meanings of that. Is that, you know, get your fall things done, you know, fertilize your lawn, get your lawn mowed shorter, get your leaves raked up. But also the wrap-up, if you have smooth bark trees or young trees, you should put tree wrap, okay? Wrap them up. That protects them from sun scald, cracking in the winter, and mice and deer eating on it. So make sure you wrap your young trees or your smooth bark trees like mountain ash so you don't get that problem.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's time to put things to bed.
Yeah. I guess when the Christmas stuff is coming in, you got to start putting the other stuff to bed.
That's
but
right.
We're still planting trees like crazy. Planted a lot of sugar maples this fall, and Black Hills spruce, Colorado spruce, some Norway. Had a guy yesterday ask me if we had red pine. Red pine is our state tree, Norway pine. Yeah, we have that. So we have a lot of different varieties yet, and we haven't put all them to bed, so we still have them, and it's a great time. Fall is for planting.
Okay. Hey, the phone's ringing off the hook here, Dwayne, with questions, so we better get rolling.
Let's get them, because this is our last, and you know, if we don't answer them on the air and this is the last time, you can get a hold of me at Heather Nursery anytime. We don't close in the winter. We're here all year round.
All right. Should I cut back my clematis now or wait till spring?
Actually, there's 1, 2, and 3 different types of clematis, so you should know what kind you have. Though usually the ones that we have around here, you can cut back. I cut them back. I leave a little bit of the bush on the bottom to help hold the snow. So if you like everything all night and neat and dandy, prune them back.
Okay, so you can do that.
Yes.
Don't have to wait till spring then.
Well, again, if you're really technical on that, there's different types. You should find out what kind you have and let me know and I can tell you. But if you have the purple one, like purple Jackman clematis, you can cut that back now.
Okay.
And that's half the people have is that purple one.
All right. This person says, I got a celebration maple from Heather last year. So far this year, no color on the leaves. It was supposed to turn orange. How come it didn't and the leaves are still green?
You know, I just read on that yesterday, and on that subject, celebration maple is one of the last ones to turn color, okay? So, and I know who's calling this one in, but so, patience is a virtue. You might have red leaves for Christmas.
Oh, really?
No, it's one of the last ones. I know she didn't plant it, and it's only the second year. So I think it will turn more red-orange as it gets older, but it's still a juvenile, so be patient with it.
Yeah.
But it is one of the last maples to turn the red fall color.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the tree across the radio station here. I believe it's a maple, sugar maple, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the leaves are gone on the top part, but the leaves on the bottom part are still hanging on. They're nice.
Well, you know, it doesn't get as much. You know, the tree will suck in that energy from the top first, so it's taking that energy in, and so.
Yeah.
Every tree is different.
It is.
There's a really gorgeous tree on First Street in Madison, about a block down from Starbucks. It's a northern red oak. Absolutely gorgeous. Drive down that street and see that pulse. Almost by your place.
Okay. Yeah, I got two trees in my backyard this week. And you told me to water them. Do you water trees, you know, put a gallon of water down by the bark, by the base of the bark, or do you water around it?
Right on in your situation, we just planted those, so you should plant or water that right on the base of that tree and let it soak in there. And you got to put more than a gallon. Put 10 gallons on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let my wife do that then.
Give her a drink.
Hey, a couple more questions here. A couple of red twig dogwood bushes. When's the best time to trim them down to form a hedge? A couple of red twig dogwood bushes. When's best time to trim them down to form hedge?
My smart remark would be anytime you got a sharp pruning shears in your hand. You can do that now. They're very, very, very hardy, and they grow back quickly, so you can prune those now.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. People are so afraid of pruning, they're actually doing more harm by not pruning things than neglecting them. So don't be afraid to prune your trees. And if you have trees with bottom branches that are hitting you when you're mowing the lawn, cut them off.
Okay. Okay, and next, I don't know if this is a comment or some kind of question, but it says, do you not recommend using the white plastic tubes for trees? You are talking about wrapping them with paper wrap, not plastic.
What I do is, we always, when Heather sells a tree, we always put that white tubing on there to protect it from hurting the bark when you're moving it, and also from deer and mice and sunscald. What I would do for the wintertime is take that plastic tubing off, wrap the tree with this, it's a heavy-duty brown paper that you wrap the tree with, and then put that tree guard back on. So double protect it.
And the tree guard is on, the plastic tree guard's on there for what reason?
Well, if you bought a tree from us, it's to protect it so you don't nick that tree when you're moving it. It's also on there so the lawnmower doesn't nick it. I'd say a lot of trees are killed by the lawnmower.
Oh, really?
And ruining the bark on it, so it's like running the 100-yard dash with one leg. Doesn't work very good.
Okay. Okay.
And from the sun beating down on it in the wintertime, it cracks the bark. The water in the cells expands and contracts, and it splits the bark, and that's not good for a tree. So you don't want to, you're preventing sunscald, preventing deer from eating on it, and mice doing their damage.
Okay. All right. And gardens, that was actually our last question of the season, Dwayne.
You know what? Now they got 4 or 5 months to think of more questions, and we'll be on in the spring again.
There we go.
But you can call your questions to me. I'm in lot in the Dawson store. But if you have questions, landscaping things, and Christmas trees are the treetops are here, and trees are going to be here in a week or two. So if you're looking for Christmas decorations, we already got that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got a couple of minutes here. What you're doing, still doing a lot of landscaping?
Yeah, we are doing a lot of planting of trees. We haven't started, we're not going to start another big project this year, but we're doing pruning of bushes, getting perennial gardens cleaned up, pruning trees and shrubs, and planting trees. But I've sold a lot of trees and planted a lot of trees this year in all the years that I have been doing that. Getting ready for Christmas. People are decorating, so our Christmas tree tops again, and other branches, and the decorations are here. So if we can help people out, give us a call at Heather Nursery and Floral in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right. Well, Dwayne, it's been a pleasure hosting the garden show all season long with you. You do a fantastic job, and I just want to thank our listeners for calling in the questions every Thursday. That helps.
That's great. It's good, and I thank everybody for listening. And Paul, you do a great job too in hosting the show, and I thank you and Q92 radio station, and we'll be around to answer people's questions throughout the winter.
That's right. Well, I'm green behind the ears, so I've learned a lot listening to you.
If you don't learn something every day, you're going backwards.
There you go. All right, Dwayne, thank you so much, and thanks Randy and Heather Nursery there in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison, and we'll see you next spring then.
You bet. Everybody have a great fall and winter here, and thanks for everything.
All right. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show for the season. Thanks for listening, everyone.